seemed to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stopped worrying,
soon as I stopped worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things,
that's when things start happening. When I stopped looking at back then,
when I let go,
I let go,
when I let God,
let God,
greetings everyone, greetings, welcome to the Ken's Corner podcast, and I am your host Ken, and welcome to episode number 67 of the Ken's Corner podcast. And as always, I thank you so much for joining me today, because you did not have to join me. Happy Wednesday, happy hump day to you all. Just giving you something a little inspirational. Man, it's got a heavy heart today. And one of the few times that I just wrote down one word without going into any pre-production. Usually my pre-production is a gang of notes. And I just wrote down one word, which I will talk about. Just let that song Let Go by Mr. Dwayne Woods, I think, was very apropos for what I'm going through and what I'm thinking about, and just which I just want to encourage you. And so, again, thank you. You can always, wherever you are enjoying your podcast entertainment, please, as always, please share, please like, please retweet when you see the post come on Wednesday. Also, make sure you subscribe, make sure you download, make sure you stream, and please give us a rating. Also, I want to like to thank New Zealand and the Philippines. They have been listening to new countries that's been listening for about 3 weeks now. So I just want to make sure I shout out the new countries as they come. So thank you so much for making the Ken's Corner podcast an international podcast. And I'm humbled. You can also interact with me on all of my social media platforms. You can just type in Ken's Corner on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And also, lastly, at my website, which is www.kenscorner.co. That's www.kenscorner.co. Please book me for those virtual master classes. There's a lot going on in this world, and there's so much that I can talk about, from, you know, the Attorney General going in front of the Democratic hearing, Attorney General Barr. I mean, that whole fiasco, it's a circus. I don't subscribe to either party, but just watching people just sitting up and grandstanding, then, you know, not a fan of the Attorney General, but if you're going to bring him there, at least let him answer the questions. So just don't get up there grandstanding, and, you know, him and his support of the president and just some policies and things that I don't agree with. We could talk about the COVID spikes, you know, just not understanding this whole situation with COVID. This parade that Breitbart put out there and marched those doctors out there, and that whole thing, just that's part of what infuriated me for the day, because there are people out there dying. Just learned today, part of my heart, reason why my heart is heavy, is because a close associate of mine, husband just passed away in the small town of Xenia. from complications from COVID. And while he's passed away, you have the government out here just playing with people's lives, holding these news conferences, talking about there's a cure and, you know, supposedly it's the hydroxychloroquine. Please forgive me because I can't pronounce it. And you have the Nigerian doctor who now is the face of this whole thing, you know, and she has, you know, reports that her practices may be in question. She is a real, you know, she is a doctor, but however, there are reports that she believes in alien DNA and maybe a, what some people would call a religious zealot. But she became the whole face of it, so I have an issue with that. There were all these other doctors there, but in listening to that 45-minute press conference, all of the doctors just talked about the talking points with the clown in the office. We could talk about the debates of the next stimulus package check. It's a lot. The Republicans revealed that particular item, and it's just sad that in a stimulus check that's supposed to go help people somehow, and I'm going to blame the Republicans, but the issue with the two-party system in the United States is that both parties put what's called pork inside of these bills, and they try to slide other stuff in under the cloud of what it's supposed to. So why in a stimulus package would the Republicans want to sneak in wanting to build a new FBI center? Like, you know, that kind of stuff. That, you know, you have people out here, the unemployment and checks are, you know, about to run out. You have people out here that is about to get evicted, and this is what you come up with under a bill that's supposed to help people. We can talk about that. We could talk about the it's just so much, man. It is just so much, and all of it, the thing that kept coming up to me is why. And the why that I'm going to talk about is an encouragement, because in the midst of all of everything that's going around in the world today, you have to remember your why. This may not be a long podcast because I'm not going to extend it out, but I'm going to say what's on my heart. What's your why? Why did you wake up this morning? Why did you put your clothes on? Why did you drive to whatever your destination is? Why are you in the relationship that you're in? Why are you working at the place that you work? Why are you standing for the cause that you stand for? Why? And for me, my why it's been a road, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a road because several times I don't necessarily forget what my why is that I sometimes allow the weight of the world to suffocate that why, because I'm figuring out the whys of other people. And then in some instances, I internalize the why, and why did this particular situation happen to me? Why did this person leave my life? Why did this person now come back in my life? Why did this particular job did not get this job, and why am I still here, and why? And one of the most frustrating things is on some of those whys that you ask, you may never know the answer to it. But even in you not knowing the answer, you still have to remember your why, that you do the things that you do. And I want to spend the next few minutes asking you to look inward into yourself and say, why did Why am I here? Now, in the macro, you can put as far as why am I, you know, why is my existence here on earth? And that's the macro. But the micro, you can just say, you know, why am I doing the things like I mentioned? And remember why you're doing it and then who you're doing it for. So for me, it's just my why is for people. My why is making sure that someone else has. My why is making sure that the underrepresented and the marginalized have some type of voice. My why is my family. My why is my close circle of friends. My why is to serve. And in my why, to get biblical on you, is that, you know, Jesus, when he talked to his disciples, he said, you know, you have to pick up your cross and follow me. Like pick up whatever it is that you are called for. So let me make sure I keep my thoughts together. In the movie, The Passion of the Christ, the word passion meant his, what he was called to do. It didn't necessarily mean enjoyment. And so whatever it is that you call to do, that is your cross. That's the thing that you have to bear. And so when you have that why of what you, when you think about the why you do what you do and things of that nature, there is the blessing. And then I'm going to say the curse that comes along with it. There are going to be things that that why gets you through successfully. And there's going to be other things that that why will be hurtful. You will not want to do it because the why hurts. And you won't be able to do it because you won't be able to figure out why. And so I have to continue to internalize and keep to the forefront of my mind why, because if not, I will start saying, why me? And that is when the why turns into the self-doubt. And that is when the why can turn into depression. And that is when the why turns into anxiety, because you want to have those questions answered, because the why that you, the cross that you picked up and why you did it, now turns inward and can become your detriment if you allow it. And so when you, for me, again, I'm going to use myself. It is, it's very difficult, because one of the things of my why is my voice, is my stance on things, is the way I live my life. And that comes with a price. You know, I tell a lot of people, everybody wants Ken until Ken show up. And that thing is, when I'm Ken to other people, meaning that I'm direct, you know, I'm firm, fair, consistent. But when I'm at the firm aspect, yeah, you get them together. Yeah, yeah. But then when I turn that on you, then all of a sudden it's a problem. Like I said, everybody want Ken until Ken show up. And so it's difficult, man, because I have issues with separation issues. And so when people that I care about leave, it's like, man, like, okay, this, I'm just being me, not being hurtful, or not intentionally being hurtful. Let me not say that, because I'm not going to sit here and lie and say maybe some things I may do or say that may, people may have a challenge with. But if you talk to me, we can talk it out. Or your why, you know, again, I say I serve people, and I like to fix things. And this is the one thing, just kind of going and agreeing with Jada Pinkett Smith on this one issue, is that one of the things that is inherent to me is, for whatever reason, I like to fix people. I remember a long, long time ago, even before it was popular, I never forget this lovely young lady. She was a great student, and she subsequently has passed away. So I, you know, rest her soul on that. But I never forget, she was like, you know, Mr. G, you should be a life coach. I'm like, what's that? And so she was like, you know, you the type of person that come in, that, you know, you give great advice, but you also a great example. And, you know, she's like, you know, when I make it, I want you to be my life coach. I never forgot that. I never forgot Hearst. And this was even before that was even popular. And so just in my personal dealings with people, you know, I see that. I see the fact that in certain situations that people were in my life, and this is me on my ego, and this, which is, I will admit, in a certain degree is not a good thing, but in my ego, yes, I can fix that person, or I can know I can help that person. And then sometimes in doing that, my heart got hurt and my heart got broken. And yeah, it just wanted, because I'm an empath. So meaning that I shoulder and I take on a lot of people's burdens because my why is I want to help. I want to help. And then when they leave, it's like, okay, well, why did you do that? And if I never get that answer, you know, as you can see, it can be a perpetual cycle for me. And so what I want to encourage everyone out there, because it is a lot of external things that are going on, and those are just some of the things that I mentioned. We still haven't gotten the killers of Breonna Taylor in custody and charged. We still haven't got the killers of George Floyd charged. We still are fighting systematic oppression and racism. We are still waiting on our reparations. We are still wanting better engagement with police and authority. We are still asking just for civil rights. I'm talking to black people right now. We're still doing that. For those that are marginalized and underrepresented, you're still fighting for your place at this table called life. And your voice is not being heard, whether it's with the LGBTQ community, whether it's with the Hispanic community, whether it's with the Appalachian community, whether it's with the Native American community, whether it's how our brothers and sisters are being treated over in the Caribbean and over in England and over, you know, everywhere, man. Just heard about the Muslims being pretty much eradicated over in China. Like, it's like people are hurting everywhere, but you still have to look to whatever your higher power, whatever you call it, is, and remember your why. And I want to encourage you that you were put here, your why, you were put here for a reason. You were put here for a purpose. You were put here to help someone else answer their why. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, as you go through this week, I challenge you to remember your why. And I believe once you continue to keep your why at the forefront of your mind, not to saying that the road, as old folks say, the road ain't going to be easy. One of my favorite songs. The road ain't going to be, nobody told me that the road would be easy. But I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave me. I don't believe it. I don't believe God has allowed me to come this far to leave me. Wherever your, how far that this is, he did not bring you that far to leave you. And so that's just my encouragement for you today. Remember your why. Continue to please push past everything that's going on. And if you need someone to talk to, you need somebody to engage with you, I'm here for you. Like I told you, you can interact with me on all of my social media platforms, which is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can interact with me on my website, which is www.kenscorner.co. We can even have a Zoom meeting. We can meet face to face. So yeah, why don't you hit me? Why don't you hit me up on one of those platforms? Let me interact with my fans, man. Let me interact with the people who listen to this podcast. Let's just do a quick Zoom meeting, so I can see and we can just exchange positive energies. So let's do that. So if that's something that you would like to do, please inbox me on one of those platforms and we will get that arranged with you ASAP. So like I told you, this is not going to be a long podcast. Again, like I said, my prayers and condolences to everyone who has suffered with this COVID. My prayers and condolences and just words of peace to those families, to everybody who's been affected. My prayers of safety and protection to everybody on the front line, middle and back line that's dealing with this particular situation. Ladies and gentlemen, just please just use common sense. Please do the research for yourself. Please make sure that you're researching credible sources when it comes to how to deal with this particular pandemic. Please be safe. My prayers and thoughts go out to the leaders that's actually trying to work for the people and making tough decisions, to all the mayors, governors, congressmen, congresswomen, legislators, and legislators. Just people who's really out there doing the work. My prayers are for you. And to the everyday people out there, ladies and gentlemen, let's find our why. Let's remember our why. And as always, thank you so much for just supporting me. So with all that being said, I end as I always end. And please listen to the words and let them resonate in your heart. I love, I trust, and I respect you. This is Ken of Ken's Corner Podcast. Peace, and I love you.